Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Mm-hmm. And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We're podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you would like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. You can also text us there, where people have been sending us pictures of various ye old shoppies that they come across, which is really me chuckle. You can also email us those photos or any sort of message at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget, you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast. Join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. We have a newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. And you can shop all the products that are mentioned on the show, kind of more thematically arranged, at shopmyshelf.us/forever35.
Now, Dori.
Kate.
We are kind of in the midst of a big heat wave. It's summer. Mm-hmm. And obviously you and I are big sunscreen advocates, but you are here to tell us about a sunscreen that has won over not just your heart, but your skin.
Wow, Kate, okay. you should write pitch women stuff. You're very good at it.
Pitch women's, like I should try to like sell soaps.
Yeah, or something.
Well, you're maybe this company will hire me.
I mean, so let me give a little bit of backstory. As mentioned previously on the pod, I recently had a laser treatment on my face, which took off. Yes, Kate?
Can we get an update?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, on this episode or a pending episode?
Yeah. I mean, the update is that it brought out all these dark spots for like close to a week. And then after like I would say after like 10 days, they had fallen off. And I'm pretty pleased with the results. I think I will probably do it one more time in the fall.
Nice.
But for the most part, like, they're gone. It's kind of crazy.
Ooh.
Yeah. But because of that, I feel like I need to be extra careful in the sun now. Like, I was careful mm-hmm. before, and now I am trying to be extra, extra, extra careful. And one of the things that I do that tends to be in the sun is play tennis. And I've talked about this on the pod. I feel like I had never really found a sunscreen that like stood up to the rather unforgiving Los Angeles sunshine. So I have recently procured a new hat that gives me more coverage. But I also finally, and like, I feel like so many listeners have recommended this sunscreen over the years, but I finally invested in some Supergoop Play sunscreen.
The big jug?
I did not get the big jug because I was okay. Like, what if I don't like it? Then I'm stuck with like a big jug. But I got the, I think the middle size.
And this is a cream sunscreen.
Yes, but I did also get the body mousse.
I have tried this before and I like it. My kids had a real issue with the texture of the sunscreen mousse.
Oh, interesting. You know how
many children have different tolerances for texture and
yes,
different sensory experiences totally. That aren't comfortable for them? Ooh, baby. Mousse on skin was... It was not good for in them. My house.
Okay.
No, but I think it's great. I loved it.
So I full disclosure, I've really only been using the cream so far. I mean, it's only been a few days, but I really like the cream. I do feel like it stays on well. It absorbs really nicely. It is a chemical sunscreen. It's not a mineral sunscreen.
I prefer chemical sunscreen.
And, you know, I think I just had to acknowledge that when it comes to sweating and, you know, activity, in my experience, the mineral sunscreens have not done the job as well as the chemical. Now, maybe there will be advances in mineral sunscreen and that will change, but even like the Think Sport sunscreen, which like I like, but first of all, the texture is so thick and goopy and like, or not even goopy. It's like, it's very thick. And it leaves such a white cast everywhere. And I also don't think it works as well. So yeah, I am fully on board the Supergoop Play sunscreen train. Now, it's not cheap, but I do think that my skin is worth it.
That sounded like an ad. Isn't like, it's worth it. Or like, I'm worth it.
I know.
Isn't that like an 80s ad?
It probably is. Okay. So yeah. So I got the 5.5 ounce bottle and it was $32. The big old jug, which is 18 ounces, is $58. So, you know, if you know that you're going to use a lot of it, that's actually like a much better deal. And if you just want to try it out, they also, it looks like they're sold out, but they have a 1 ounce for $10 and then a 2.4 ounce for $22. So, yeah.
Tempting. You know, I just bought a bunch of sunscreen at Costco because, you know, I'm buying in bulk, especially in the camp season. We are just spraying ourselves between camp and hanging out outside in the pool and stuff like that. We are just screening up a storm. But I mean, I'm always intrigued by Supergoop. Supergoop has like one of the most loyal followings that I believe is earned. I mean, I've always found their stuff to be fine, but like, I often wonder like why the frenzy over Supergoop and not Kula, which I like just as much. I'm just curious. I'm just posing a question to the Supergoopies out there.
Just asking questions.
That's all I'm here to do, Dory.
I do think some of it must be branding.
I mean, I'm a sucker for branding.
So
I, you know, get that.
Let's just put that out there.
I mean, everything is branding.
Everything
and that's
is branding.
Just okay. We can't resist the siren song of good branding.
It's hard. It's very hard. I also do want to note, because someone had emailed us about this and I didn't have a great answer for them. I also got some of the Supergoop lip balm that has SPF in it. And I like it so far. I got the lip shield, which has SPF 30.
All right. You heard it first.
That is also a play product. So that is also intended.
Play is a line. This is like play a sweating line.
Play is like their sport line. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then I also got a mineral stick thing for Henry from, they have a kids, I guess it's a kids line. Yeah, for babies and kiddos. It's an SPF 50 stick that's mineral, because Henry is very sensitive to chemical sunscreens, actually. And so I do stick with mineral for him, because otherwise he like basically has an allergic reaction. And for a long time, we thought he was allergic to grass and then realized, no, it was his sunscreen. Oh. Yeah.
Poor dude.
I know. He unfortunately inherited my skin.
Your delicate,
my delicate
décolletage.
Eczema prone, sunburn prone, sensitive skin.
And Matt's just like durable tans.
Yeah,
no,
Matt's got that like Mediterranean olive skin that just like stands up to anything. And he was basically like, he once said to me that he had never had a pimple. And I was like,
I'm sorry, what?
I'm like, I was just like, fuck you.
He's like, never honestly, had a pimple?
Fuck you. And you know what? That is like, I have seen the stray pimple on him. Although I do, like, in fairness, I do think it's usually like an ingrown hair situation. I've not really seen him with pimples, but I was like, wow, imagine going through adolescence with no pimples.
Goodness gracious, what would that have been like?
What would that have been like?
I mean, I don't know. Else will get you, because adolescence is a nightmare.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's not like he had this like dream adolescence, but like that was one thing that he didn't
have
to
worry about. Escaped the zits.
Yeah. So anyway, sadly, Henry did not inherit his skin.
That's okay. Henry got his love of Frasier and the Red Sox.
He sure did. Now, Kate, enough about me and my sunscreen. You have come to I would call it perhaps a revelation.
I'm in survival mode over here a little bit. It's very busy, and as we've discussed, feeling kind of depressed, not really motivated to do much. And, you know, I have basically just reached the end of my rope with cooking and meal planning. And I'm now like rejecting it. And someone saved my life tonight. And that someone was Costco. And we bought a bunch of frozen stuff. I mean, we always have frozen stuff that's part of our meals. I am just leaning into the freezer. And like, I do, this is a larger discussion that we don't have to get into right now. But the way certain foods have been demoralized, you know, like, look, this is a diet culture. This is an issue of classism, that which is connected to racism. I mean, this connects to patriarchy and gender roles and all of it. But basically, I'm tired of feeling myself fall into the trap of like, gotta make this meal myself. And if we're gonna have chicken fingers, why don't I just bread them myself instead of just fucking buying frozen chicken fingers? Embrace what is easy. The end.
Well, Kate, we should take a break.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for bearing with me as I ranted.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back.
Here's a story from a listener. I thought this might give you a chuckle. Last night, my partner and I walked into our bedroom to what sounded like an industrial death rattle coming from inside the wall, suspiciously close to the AC vent. We both flailed, him agitating about what might be wrong with the cooling system and looking for something to record the noise, me scrambling for my noise-canceling headphones in case it didn't stop. It was truly jackhammer-esque. The culprit turned out to be my, parentheses, honestly, very small and discreet, vibrator, which had somehow turned itself on and up to full power in my wooden bedside table. The fix was turning it off. Him relieved and amused, me mostly sheepish. For some reason, well, obvious reasons, this moment made me think of you in absurdity and solidarity.
Wow. I am so flattered that moments like these make people think of us.
When you use your vibrator, think of this podcast.
Okay, that's weird.
Or how about when your vibrator randomly goes off in your drawer?
Yeah.
How, you know, you would think that the creators of vibrators would make it harder for them to just randomly turn
on
and
because
off.
I feel like this happens in people's luggage all the time.
Yes.
There should be like a lock button. You know,
yes,
like a lock,
right? Like on your
toggle.
Phone.
Yeah. So that
it shouldn't be that hard.
Just, right. I agree.
Look,
who
I'm
is the
sure
industrial designer?
The vibes that are out there.
Come on.
I'm sure there are some that have this, but it does just feel like you just hit it, or just like you slam your drawer shut in a weird way and then it hits the button and then it's like,
yeah. Well,
food for thought.
I mean, clearly,
to the vibrator industry.
Clearly, this listener's vibrator has become sentient.
Do you think it's like the AI program at Google?
Yes. It's turning itself on. It's
what
like
if vibrators became sentient.
It's like, use me.
Hey, folks, I noticed you haven't been
I'm
intimate
just
in a while.
Sitting here.
Does anyone want to just give me? I feel sad when I'm not used.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Oh my God. I would love it if vibrators were the first things to go sentient.
That would be amazing. I feel like there's like a. There's like a Big Mouth style, like animated show about like a family of vibrators. Am I losing my mind?
I mean, look, Dory, it's 2022. Who knows what's happening? I don't know. Maybe, but that's fine.
Yeah.
The world is just, the world is a, you know, the world is a world of vibrators who are talking. Little, that's where we're at.
Little vibe family. Oh my God. Okay. I'm like picturing this way too much detail now. All right. Let's move on.
Whew. Okay. Oof. We're going to majorly switch gears.
Shall I read this?
Yes, Dory.
Okay. Hi, Kat and Dora. Can we talk postpartum? I'm 14 days in with my first baby and was not prepared for how hard this is. The emotional lows, sleep deprivation, and physical symptoms have been harder for me to manage than I naively expected. Can you ladies share some guidance and solidarity from your own experiences? Listening to your podcast while taking a shower has been a pillar of my self-care during this time. Thank you so much for that.
I feel like we could dedicate an entire episode to talking about the ways in which we can be unsupported postpartum, first and foremost by society and our government. Wow, I am salty today. Whew. But let's just talk about you at home 14 days with your first baby and not being prepared for how hard it is. It's so hard and it's unimaginable, even though like people love to be like, get ready.
It's unimaginable. There's no real preparation for the relentlessness of it. Like there's just no, there's no downtime. The baby needs you all the time. And even when the baby's sleeping, you're still thinking about the baby and like you're like, it's just feeding the baby. It's just constant. And especially that first month is like, you're just kind of in a trance, I think.
Yes. And I think if you're a person who has given birth, the physical experience of childbirth is for many of us extremely physically taxing.
Yes.
So like with my first child, I was coming out of an emergency C-section, abdominal surgery, and then a fucking spinal headache and a blood patch. And then I was essentially not sleeping for 3 months. And your body is just ragged. Again, this is why we need things like universal health care and child care and paid parental leave. Okay, but we all know this. We know that. Please, please don't forget that. So what can you do?
I mean, I have some thoughts. Go
yeah,
ahead,
lay it.
Go,
lay go it. Well, I'm just going to keep ranting. Okay, number one, this is when we lean on our community. Anyone who has ever said a passing, let me know what I can do to help, is now the time to demand the help because they mean it. It wasn't just said in jest. And that's a great job for your partner. So have your partner put together a list of people. And if they need to delegate to somebody in your inner circle, great. But like get some people on task, get a meal train set up, get a dishwashing train set up, have people send money so you can hire someone to come do your laundry or clean your house or have your friends come do those things. This is when community is key. What if you aren't near community? This is when you have to outsource and ask for support in outsourcing. Because outsourcing is a financial burden.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is where having financial resources, I think, is a real benefit. And if you don't have financial resources, I think this is where we see the real breakdown of the safety net and the caregiving infrastructure in this country because there's just nothing. In other countries, you have like midwives coming to check on you and like help you out. Like,
oh, and like the government sends you a box of things.
Here, there's like literally nothing. It's so infuriating.
People are back to work within days and weeks of giving birth.
I'm also especially riled up because last night, my newsletter, Now We're Talking, I hosted an event with Angela Garbus about her new book, Essential Labor.
So good.
And it's just, I mean, it's so good. And it's all about this and how caregiving in the United States just is not valued. And there's, I could go on, but I suggest everyone should read this. Not you, listener, who's 14 days postpartum. This is probably not the time, but everyone else. But yeah, if you have the means, this is the time to like hire someone, even to just come in for a few hours, like in the afternoon to give you a break. Or, you know, if you can afford it, someone, a postpartum doula type person or an overnight person to help you out. Like, I think these are all things that exist, but again, you have to have the means. And that is really, I fully acknowledge that that is like very frustrating. I'm just suggesting it in case this listener has that, you know, financial privilege to be able to do it. So yeah,
I also think that if I wish, I mean, it's very easy to receive advice. It's much harder to actually like hear it, but if this is at all, or, you know, I find anyway, so I'm going to offer this, but do not put yourself through the rigmarole of feeling like everything you do as a parent has to be perfect. There's, which is again, circles back, I think, to what I was yammering about earlier about patriarchy, misogyny, white supremacy, all this shit.
Yep.
You do not need to be a martyr for your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I had understood this because there was so much pressure to do everything perfectly in a certain standard, grinding my own fucking boiled sweet potatoes to make baby food, all that kind of crap. A canned baby food is fine. Formula, great. Like the things that also, like this is a team effort here of you and this baby. It's not you do everything for the baby. If feeding your child formula, and I'm saying this acknowledging the fact that we are in a fucking formula shortage. So like, again, this is, you can't win. But what might make things a little bit easier for you? If you feed your child, you know, if you're breastfeeding all the time and your boobs hurt and you want a little sleep, have your spouse or your partner or whoever give them a bottle. Again, saying this with a million caveats, okay? But like, just know that that is something I wish I had known. Because now with children who are 11 and 9, I can see that it's all fine. But there's so much pressure to do everything in this perfect way. And there's so much comparing and so many comments from other people. Sorry, I could talk about this for an hour. Anyway, Dory, sorry. Do I sound out of my brain?
No. I mean, I think it's the TLDR is like lean on whoever you can. First and foremost, it sounds like we don't know if this listener has a partner, do we?
I thought they said they did and they didn't. So my apologies for referencing a partner.
Well, I just want to say if this listener has a partner, first and foremost, this is who you are leaning on.
Yeah.
Like step it up.
Partner.
And, you know, I don't want to like go too far down the lactivism rabbit hole, but like there's this whole kind of school of thought that like you shouldn't give your baby a bottle too early because they won't want the boob. And like if you're breastfeeding, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, you know what? If your partner can do a night feeding, that's what they should do. I'm like, fuck that.
100%.
That's how I feel.
Your survival through this is so important. Your well-being is important. Yes. Like, yes, do not sacrifice everything that you need because you feel like doing so is better for your child.
Yes, and like nipple confusion, I'm sorry, is not a thing. It's not a thing.
I love it.
It's not a thing.
Now,
okay. Yes,
finally, also just if you can, just chill. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to go for a big walk. You don't need to like clean your house. Just chill out if you can. Listen to an audiobook, watch whatever you want on TV, look at your phone, just chill.
Yeah. All right, Kate, I think we should take another break.
Okay, great.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, Dory, a voicemail with a question has come our way. Let's throw this out here.
All right.
Cat and Door. Every time Kate says menstruating, I'm like, did I learn that word wrong? I think it's pronounced menstruating. And I'm very confused. So I always thought she was joking, like she was just saying like menstruating to be silly. But I think it's menstruating. I think it's pronounced menstruating. I don't know. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts on it. You guys are the best. Bye bye.
Dory, am I pronouncing it wrong? Menstruating? Menstruating? I've been pronouncing it wrong my whole life.
I don't think so.
What do you say?
I say menstruate.
Hold on.
I just looked up the pronunciation.
I'm just listening to it. I think, honestly, listener, it's probably both. And I think just different accents probably rush the menstruation. Menstruation. Mm. I always say menstruation. Menstruation, but menstruation.
So now I just looked up something and it says, hold on. And it says menstruating.
Yeah, which is what the listener says.
But the British pronunciation is menstruating.
I knew I was doing it the British way because, you know, a part of my soul is just always.
Because you're an Anglophile.
Yeah, there's one thing you know about me, that I am an Anglophile. Mm-hmm. Menstruation. Yeah, I guess we're pronouncing it as Kate Middleton pronounces it. You know, we can't help ourselves. I think always are right. Always are right. Don't change your pronunciation for me. My favorite thing about that voicemail, though, is that the listener thought I was joking, which really makes me laugh.
That's so funny.
And then they had to be like, oh no, she's serious.
That's so funny.
Menstruating. 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 Menstruate. Menstruate. I don't know. Let's take a poll. This will be a hot topic on the Instagram. Hey, everybody, we have a poll for you. Is it menstruate or menstruate? All right. Well, finally, a text message. This is a fascinating text message. And we got this a few months ago, actually. And the listener sent us a second text. And then I saw this text and I was like, oh, we've got to talk about this. Hi, Doran Cat. Looking for thoughts and advice regarding issues with my significant other's friend. My boyfriend and I have been together just under a year, and we both feel so fortunate to have found our person. He had been single for many years before we met, and he is a best friend of nearly 20 years who was and is single. FYI, the boyfriend is 37, and this listener is 33. The best way to describe it is that they were each other's non-romantic companions, each other's COVID bubble, but simply put, BFFs. Last weekend, my boyfriend's friend unleashed a vicious rant in a group text, targeting my boyfriend essentially for being a bad friend over the last year. It is worth noting that they see each other almost every week, never going more than 2 weeks without hanging out. In between in-person hangs, they play the online video games once or twice a week. When his text rant wasn't met well, he turned his attention to me, sending my boyfriend a really hurtful message about me. My boyfriend chose not to respond or engage. I am so sad for my boyfriend. He's hurt so badly. I also feel guilty for coming between these two friends, although my boyfriend talked it all the way through, and he assures me that his friend is out of line and off base. At this point, he has no interest in continuing the friendship. I'm hurt by the things that he said about me, clearly in an effort to make me look horrible to my boyfriend. The words, quote, obviously insecure and, quote, vampire were used. Have either of you or any of my fellow listeners ever dealt with something like this from a friend of your significant other?
This reminds me of one of the storylines on Heartstopper. Which, to be clear, is about high schoolers.
Yeah, this friend is a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Or they're just going through some things. But I don't think you didn't come between them. Like, no. That verbiage is inaccurate.
It sounds like the boyfriend's friend cannot deal with the fact that your boyfriend is like in a different phase of life than he used to be. And he feels like, and like your boyfriend has moved on in a way and the friend has not. But that's not your boyfriend's problem.
It's definitely not this listener's problem.
No, it's definitely not this listener's problem. I mean, there's just so much here that is fucked up. Like the fact that he sent this in a group text.
Yeah, what is this person's deal?
What? Like, that's crazy. This person sounds like they have abandonment issues, which, like, again, I empathize, but like, these are grown adults we're talking about. Like, it's time to deal with your shit. Like, your boyfriend is 37. I'm assuming that, you know, they've been best friends for nearly 20 years. I'm assuming this person is also in their late 30s. Like, it's kind of time to, you know, figure that shit out. I mean, I think that there can be friendships where people get very possessive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wasn't to this extent, but I had a friend who also kind of reacted similarly when I said I was moving to LA, like really like lashed out. And, you know, ultimately that was more a reflection on her than on me, but it was still very hurtful. And we are no longer friends. But like, yeah, I don't know. This sucks.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that you've been caught up in this because it really has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say it sounds like your boyfriend is handling this really well.
Like, yeah. What a great boundary setter.
He's sticking up for you. He's, you know, he's like, this is beyond the pale with this friend. And I think he's, you know, he's doing the right thing here.
I will say, you know, we don't know what's going on with the friend,
yeah,
right? Like, who knows what spiral or what challenges the friend is facing in their own life. So I do think that if they are able to turn their relationship around, or this friend apologizes, or, you know, they make amends, and you feel comfortable, like, you know, giving them grace and moving on, I think that's also, you know, a nice way to handle it, because we don't know what this person's going through. Mm-hmm. But again, it doesn't involve you in they're channeling all that rage onto you, listener, and that's not fair. I'm sorry. Good luck. I hope it's resolved.
Me too. Ugh.
You know what is so funny about this episode is that I happen to be menstruating right now. And also menstruating. I'm doing both at the same time.
It's like you're a dual citizen.
You know what? That's what it is. Well, Dory, thank you, as always, for coming along on this ride with me.
Kate, it was truly my pleasure.
All right, everyone. We'll talk to you all in the near future.
Bye.